produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Living Room. I'm your host, Juliette Davis, and you know what The Living Room is? It is absolutely the place where intimate conversations are life-changing. We are excited about the show that we have for you today, but before we get started, I just have one or two things that I want to share. The first is that I hope that you all are still being safe, and you are still being mindful of this global pandemic, and that we are still making the decisions that are going to not only protect us, but protect those around us. I want to say a special word of welcome to our global audience. I'm excited about your being able to tune in. I'm careful not to say good morning, good evening, because I don't even know what time zone you may be in when you tune in, but just know that from my heart to yours, I am grateful that you tuned into The Living Room today, and you're going to be glad you did as well. To my U.S. listeners, hey, guess what? We are less than 30 days away from our presidential election, as well as some of the other local offices and Senate and congressmen elected officials that will be chosen on that day. So I want to admonish you, please, please register to vote. If you need to vote by absentee, then you are certainly able to do that. Find out what the rules are for your locality and make sure you let your voice be heard. Listen, your vote is your voice. So be sure to exercise your right to vote on November the 3rd. All right. So today I have with me LaTanya Powell, who is the founder of Travailing Power Ministries. She is a true intercessor, a true evangelist, loves to proclaim the gospel, share the truth of God's word, and she is a dear friend of mine. She was with us a couple of weeks ago, and we began a discussion about prayer. And so guess what? We're going to pick right back up where we left off. So LaTanya Powell, that I call her Tanya, welcome again to The Living Room.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jay. I'm so excited and happy to be here. And I just want to thank you again for this opportunity to just share just a few nuggets of wisdom, you know, as we have taken this journey almost together, really, in prayer. And I really believe that is one of the nucleuses that maintain our friendship right, and sisterhood mm-hmm. and relationship. You know, it's just through that connection and that common ground of, you know, prayer being the center of our lives. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are so welcome. So there are some people who are joining us tonight who were not with us when we were in our first part one of this discussion. So for the purposes of bringing them up to speed, but my first question to you is, what is prayer and how is it essential to the believer?
Wow. You know, a lot of people will try to probably make that a very complicated question or a difficult question, but it's a great question, right? Because I think a lot of people, you know, pretty much have that. But I would say, you know, in the most simplest form, prayer is your communication and your channel to connect earth with heaven, mm-hmm. to connect you with God. And it's really simple. It really is a communication channel. I think it is, you know, the opportunity or one of the ways we release the will of God in the earth.
Right.
And so, you know, when you think of it from that perspective, I think it really puts it in the place of being why it has to be a priority. Right, it takes away it being
absolutely
optional. When you can understand that communication channel is the way that we as believers release the will of God in the earth, and not just in the earth, but in our lives,
in our families' lives.
So,
yes.
That would probably be the way I would define it, or at least that's what I've gained from all of my years in studying this mystique topic to some, right? But it's actually it's intriguing. But I'm telling you, if you can ever tap into it, I think you would start seeing some things change around you and in you.
Wow. Here's something that I wonder about. You know, when you are first introduced to Christ and you make a decision to make him the Lord of your life, I wonder how many people feel as though prayer is more like your duty, you know, or a chore, or even mm-hmm. a ritual, right? And they don't mm-hmm. really see it as something that you can enjoy because it is about your relationship with God. So mm-hmm. that makes me really think about how is prayer introduced to us? Because I think that that's how, you know, from the beginning, I think that's how we get off track. You know, that it's not mm-hmm. taught in a way where it is about your developing a relationship with God, your creator, mm-hmm. the one, you know, who loves you with an everlasting love. He longs mm-hmm. to spend time with you. It's not introduced to us like that.
Right. No, you're spot on. It's not. And I can recall growing up, I don't know if I ever had a teaching about prayer. I mm-hmm. was only able to observe it from the elders in the church, right, that would pray at certain times in the service. And that was pretty much all I knew about prayer, to be honest.
And I
went to Sunday school and, you know, and again, it's not that, I mean, obviously my mom and my dad taught me, you know, those foundational prayers growing up, right, the grace before you eat and the prayer before
yes.
you go to bed.
Yes.
And but I don't know if I ever translated that to me being able to talk to him anytime, day or night, you know, and to, you know, spend time with him. I don't know if I translated it to that.
Wow. Wow. I say this in modern day vernacular because I think it helps to give people insight that we have been wired with the greatest Wi-Fi, system that there ever was, because our communication with God is wireless, and we have the ability to experience that with him, like you just said, morning, noon, and night, any day, any time. Mm-hmm. You know, he says that, you know, he's available to us. But again, it goes back to relationship, which leads me to my next question. Why do you think there is so much prayerlessness in the body of Christ?
You know, I think it's for the very reason you just mentioned. To be honest, it's interesting that you would start there, but I really think it there's so much prayerlessness is because I think people don't know how to effectively pray, or they sense that they're not equipped to pray. They feel as though, I don't really know what to say, and then they get frustrated. And when, if they do have a conversation with God and things don't result in what they're believing God for, discouragement sets in. And you know, I think in that discouragement, that's when days turn into weeks and weeks turn into months and months turn into years, right? That you don't really spend time with him, number one, enough to really feel like you become effective, right, in your prayers. So I just think it's because people don't feel like they're effective and they don't know how. So to your point, I think it's a huge gap that that has existed, right, in the body of Christ.
Wow. So we have to go back to the beginning in many cases and reintroduce prayer from the vantage point of relationship, and what a beautiful thing that is, and how much he longs, as I said earlier, to be with us. And then that will hopefully provide some additional inspiration and motivation to draw nigh. And here's the word. Jeremiah says, if you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you. So it is reciprocated. It is not one-sided. So you make the effort to draw nigh to him, he will respond and draw nigh to you. So that's important. Now, here's my next question. Somebody who has been an intercessor for a number of years, you hit on something in your comments a moment ago where you talked about people don't know what to pray. And I wanted to ask you, does it matter what you pray? So if I know that I want God to bless my family, is it enough for me to just say, Lord, bless my family, bless my daughter, bless my cousins, or whatever? Does it matter? Do I need to go any further than that? Because, listen, he's omniscient, right? So he knows everything. So why do I have to be more specific with the one who already knows?
That's an excellent question. And I would say it is extremely important what you pray. You know, Jeremiah, funny you said Jeremiah, so there's a verse in the first chapter of Jeremiah, and it says God watches over his word to perform it.
Yeah.
He said he watches over his word to perform it, not your words, not not what you think, not what you may even know, to be factual. He said, I watch over my word to perform it, right? And then he talks about life and death being in the power of the tongue. And you know, it's so critically important that we understand the power of our words. And so if you take that scripture that I just talked about, right, that life and death is in the power of the tongue, I think that's over in Proverbs, and then you take what Jeremiah has said, that God watches over his word to perform it, it absolutely is critically important about what you pray and what you say. You know, the right words are forcible, right?
Yes.
So we have to understand that the words that we speak our spirit and their life.
Yes,
and
they
so
are.
So as you're praying, you're giving spirit and life to a thing, good or bad. Good or bad. And so, you know, we have to recognize that we can be snared by the words of our mouth. And so we need to make sure that when we're praying, that we are articulating the thoughts of God, my God, the thoughts of God by praying and confessing what his word says.
Right, right. So saying what he has said, not what you say, but saying, because he will back what he says. But that does remind me of Matthew 18:18. So hold on, put a pin right there, and let me just say, if you are just joining us, you have tuned in to a great discussion about prayer. I'm Julia Davis, and my guest today is LaTonya Powell, and we are talking about prayer. Now, Matthew 18:18, familiar passage, whatsoever you bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven, right? So that means that if we talk about, does it matter what you pray, that out of my mouth I have been given the authority to set two realms in motion, earth and heaven, by
earth
what?
And heaven.
By what's coming out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me more about that, because I think the Amplified Version says whatever you deem to be unlawful here in the earth. That's powerful. That heaven will also back you
will
up
back
on that.
You up.
Woo!
Yes,
yeah.
Lord. Yeah, powerful, right? So when you talk about, you know, is it important, right, what you say, or, you know, or and so it is so much power in what you say. Like, to your point, you're connecting the heavens to the earth realm, right? You are connecting spirit and life to whatever it is that you're speaking to, right? Because why? In Proverbs it says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. So when you think about words are used to convey your thoughts, and then when you think about out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes.
It
yes.
is so important that, you know, when you start talking about the relationship with God and how God begins as you build your relationship with him, he works on your heart. He works on your heart so that your heart becomes in tune with him, right? Your heart becomes, you begin to desire what he desires in your heart.
Yes.
Right?
In sync.
What'd you say?
In sync with his heart.
Yeah, in sync with his heart, right? Mm-hmm. And so, again, the words have power, and as you grow and develop in your relationship with him and spending time with him and studying, you know, the Bible talks about studying to show yourself approved as a workman. And so as you begin to work that relationship with him, spending time with him, your words begin to change. Your speech begins to change. Why? Because as you spend time with him, you become acquainted with his promises. And as you pray, you begin to pray the promise and not the problem.
Yes, yes. So, Say that again. That's worthy to be repeated.
Yeah, yeah. So you become acquainted with his word, and you begin to pray his word and the promise instead of the problem.
Yes, yes, yes. I hope you all are taking notes, listening. If you're on social media, you need to tweet that, because it is noteworthy that you have the right focus. And here it is, and that you are praying from the right posture.
The right posture.
The
wow.
right posture.
Wow.
He says we are seated with him in heavenly places. And many times we don't remember that, and we're not mindful of that when we pray. And so we're praying. Look, as I have heard you say many times, we're praying too low.
Too low. Too low, because you're stuck so much on the problem, and that is a very low-level prayer. That is not connecting earth with heaven. It's connecting earth with the earth. So you have not moved, wow, you have not moved realms and dimensions And you know, you haven't moved anywhere. You're still standing in the earth place, praying what you see, praying what you know. You have not tapped into the mindset of God. You have not tapped into the realm of the spirit where you can begin to do the impossible, right? And so it just, you know, it's through faith and patience we inherit the promise. You know, the book of Hebrews talks about that. Come on, Holy Ghost, bring that stuff back to my remembrance.
It's in the book of Hebrews.
Yeah, that he, you know, it's through faith and patience that you inherit the promise. So it's not only is it important that you pray the right things, the right words, right, which is God's word. It's not only important, but it's also important that you posture yourself in a space of patience, because it says through faith and patience you inherit the promise. So for those who want to pray and want to see a result tomorrow, It may not happen like that, because he's sovereign, right?
Yes,
and God can move. You know, he moves in the timing of what is going to be to our benefit. So he's working a far exceeding weight of glory out for us as we wait. So you can't grow tired, be not weary in your well doing while
in
you're
your well
the word
doing.
Of God.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to stop because, you know, I just go on and just keep talking.
But this is so good, because I'm telling you, for the person who is listening, who does pray but wants to understand better how to pray that effectual, fervent prayer, right, of the righteous man that what brings tremendous results, this
tremendous.
Is what we want to encourage you to begin to assign the word of God to the challenges that you face, and do that in such a way that you are, this is what you do. You put yourself in agreement with God, and there is power in agreement. So
power
when you speak what he's already said, you say what he's already said about your health, about your family, about your finances, about this nation, about the world, about the coronavirus. If you say what God has said, you automatically are in a better place to see that prayer manifest, because you put yourself in agreement with him. And then the last thing I'm going to say is that when you pray the word of God, you pray the will of God, because his word and his will are one. So that's another good reason, my God, for you to pray the word of God, because you don't want to pray outside of his will. You don't want to pray amiss, which is when you have selfish motives and you just want it because you want it. When you pray the word of God, you are praying the will of God. And he's already backed that. He's already in agreement with that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Our time
is gone.
I know it goes so fast, and I want to take a moment and let people hear how they can get in touch with you. If they want to continue this discussion, if they have questions they want to ask, if they would like for you to, you know, provide additional insight and resources so that they can build their prayer life, how can they reach you?
Wow. I'm so surprised our time is up. Wow. How much? So you want to talk about prayer being exciting? This is why it's exciting, right? It's time will fly by and you won't even know that this much time has passed, right? Just spending time with him. But, you know, people, again, reach out to me. I am on all of your social media platforms. I'm on Facebook. You can look me up and find Travailing Power. You can instant message me from Facebook. On Instagram, you can reach me. Latonya.Powell is my name under Instagram. And then TravailingPower.org. TravailingPower.org is my website. People can contact us link out there, and those emails and requests will come straight to me. So any of those platforms, you can reach me, and I'm also out there on Twitter as well, so under Travail and Power. So they can find me, and you can always, like I said, my email is out there on my website, TravailingPower.org.
Wonderful. Now, the reason why I wanted to end the discussion is because I wanted to give you the final word. So before I do that, I want to say to our listeners that I am grateful that you have decided to join us today. I pray that what you have heard has really touched your heart and caused you to feel provoked to spend more time in prayer and to realize what you may be missing, what we know you are missing if you are not spending that time with God. And then also want you to know, if you need to reach me, I can be found on social media under the name of Juliet Davis or Juliet Davis Ministries. And you can also find me on Instagram under the handle Truth_Journey, or also on Twitter under that same handle. So any of those platforms, you're welcome to reach out. I would love to hear from you. So LaTanya Powell, the final word is with you. Tell us what you want to leave with our listeners as it relates to prayer.
Absolutely. Well, I will tell the listeners tonight that, you know, the most powerful thing you can do for you and anyone around you, your family, is to pray. You know, there's so much power in prayer. And when, you know, when we mentioned tonight that life and death are in the power of the tongue, that one instrument that we use every day, it can bring life. And it can also bring death. It can bring blessings. It can bring curses. And tonight I pray that you were encouraged to know that in your prayer life, as you pray the will of God, that you are connecting heaven and earth, that you have the ability to bind and loose. You have the ability to speak, you know, life and spirit into a thing. And so I just wanted to encourage you on tonight to be, to walk in great confidence. Amen. Know that God hears your prayers, that he waits and reacts and watches over his word to perform it. So I pray that you were encouraged on tonight and never, ever fear about going to God in prayer. He already knows. And I believe that on tonight he is sitting waiting for you to come to him so that he can reset you, he can renew you, he can restore you, and he can repair you. And so I'm just excited on tonight about what will happen as you embark on this journey of prayer for those of that may be new, and then for those that are experienced, you already know the power that comes with the diligent prayer life. And so I just want to encourage the people on tonight, and I'm expecting to hear great testimonies.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So you know what we say at the end of every show, because it is always true, the Word of God has transformation power. May his word change your life forever.
Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chat and Chuckle with Keita Keet. Thank you so much for tuning in with me tonight. You all could have been anywhere, but you decided to tune in tonight, and I just want to say thank you. I pray that you have had a blessed week so far. And listen, if you ever want to reach out to me just to say, hey, Keita, I love what you're doing, or if you have any prayer requests, or if you just want to say hi, by all means, you can definitely reach me via email. And my email address is love to make you laugh. That is L-U-V as in Victor, the number 2, MKULAFF@yahoo.com. I know that's very long, but again, that is lovetomakeyoulaugh@yahoo.com. Also, you can reach out to me via social media. I'm on Facebook as well as Instagram. And I can be reached at Keta Keet, and that's KETTAKEET. All right. Well, we're going to just go ahead and jump right in to tonight's show. Tonight, I want to talk to you a little bit about relationships, specifically the subject of friendships. That's right. The topic of friendships. Back in the month of March of this year, Holy Spirit gave me this revelation dealing with the topic of friendships. And the reason being is because I had actually been seeking the Lord. I had been praying. I had been asking, just asking God to show me certain things as it pertains to my friendships, you know, wanting clarity on a lot of things. There were some, for lack of a better word, some changes that occurred in the year 2019, specifically towards the end of 2019, as it pertains to my friendships. And so I was just seeking God, asking him for clarity to help me, you know, to make things clear to me, to show me what was really going on. And so I just want to share with you what Holy Spirit showed me. And again, he showed me this back in the month of March. Okay, now, Jesus, and because he is our ultimate example, I want to use the life of Jesus to explain this. Okay, now, Jesus sent out 70 disciples. Let me repeat that. Jesus sent out 70 disciples. Okay, and that can be found in Luke. The book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 through 2 in the New King James Version. And it says, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So again, remember, in Luke chapter 10, verse 1 through 2, Jesus sent out 70. Okay, now out of the 70, he rocked or hung with 12. Now, I use that word rock as a slang term to reference the word hung. Okay, so out of the 70, he rocked or he hung with 12. All right. Now that can be found in Matthew chapter 10, verses 2 through 4 in the Message Bible. Again, that's Matthew 10, verses 2 through 4 in the Message Bible. Okay. And it says, this is the list of the 12 he sent. So this is the list of 12. All right. Simon, they called him Peter or Rock. And I will talk a little bit about Peter shortly. All right. Also on the list is Andrew, his brother, James, Zebedee's son, John, his brother, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the tax man, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who later turned on him. All right. So again, out of the 70, Jesus rocked with 12. All right. Now, out of the 12, Jesus rolled with 3. All right. Again, out of the 12, he rolled with 3. And that can be found in Mark chapter 14, verse 33 in the Message Bible, which says, they came to an area called Gethsemane. Jesus told his disciples, sit here while I pray. He took Peter, James, and John with him. All right. So those are the three. He took Peter. There's Peter again. James and John with him. He plunged into a sinkhole of dreadful agony. He told them, "I feel bad enough right now to die. Stay here and keep vigil with me." All right. So out of the 12, he rolled with three, and those three were Peter, James, and John. Okay. Now, out of the three, one became his rider and the rock Jesus built his church on. Now, I know many of us have heard the term ride or die. Now, personally, I don't really care for that term. I'd rather ride and live, but that's just me. So, if we ride and living, I'm your girl. All right. So out of the three, one became Jesus' rider and the rock that Jesus will build his church upon. All right. And those scripture references are John chapter 18, verse 10. And just for time's sake, this particular scripture is in reference to when the mob came to arrest Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And Peter, his rider, took the sword and cut the high priest's servant's ear off. All right. Amen. Yes. So Peter is Jesus's rider. Now, as it pertains to the rock, this can be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 16. We're focusing on verses 13, 16, and 17 through 18. And in particular, this is the scripture where Jesus tells Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." So how many of y'all know that it is good to have a Peter in your group? Absolutely. It is good to have a Peter. All right. Because Peter was Jesus's rider, and Peter was also the rock that Jesus built his church on. All right. Now, this is what I want to say as it pertains to our relationships, specifically our friendships today. Okay. In life, you will have the 70. AKA your squad. Okay. Now, many of us have heard that term before. We talk about the squad, you know, that's the larger group of people. So in life, you will have the 70, just like Jesus had the 70 disciples. In your life, you're going to have the 70, or AKA your squad. Okay. Now, let me explain to you what the squad is. Okay. These are the people that are only good for the turn up and when it's time to celebrate. Again, these are the people that are only good for the turn up and when it's time to celebrate. All right. Now, they will promote you and get the word out. So if you have a business, if you have a birthday celebration coming up, or graduation celebration, or whatever the case may be, they're going to get the word out for you. Okay. Just like Jesus sent out the 70 disciples to get the word out, your squad will definitely get the word out for you. Amen. All right. Now, remember this, though. These are good people. They are good people to have. However, they are not, and I repeat, they are not the people who you share your intimate and personal details with. Okay. But they are still good people to have around. Okay. Now, in life, you will also have the 12, AKA your homies. All right. So, that's a term I like to use too. My homies. So the 12 disciples, in this case, your 12 would be your homies. Now, let me explain to you what the homies are. These are the friends you have known for a long time. You may not talk every day, but you stay in contact with each other. You know, and that could be whether phone calls, texts, social media, but you stay in contact with each other. Okay. Again, these are good people, just like the squad. All right. These are good people, and they celebrate with you just like the squad. And there's a difference, though, with the homies. You can even share some things with them. All right. However, you have to be careful with what you share with them. And if you do share, You have to tell this group of people not to say anything, or you tell them things that you don't mind getting out. Okay? But still, these are good people to have around you. All right. Then there is the three, aka your circle. Okay, so just like Jesus had the three, you also have the three, or aka your circle. And let me explain to you what the circle is. All right, now, the circle, this is the small, tight-knit crew that not only celebrates with you, but you can tell them anything. And I mean anything. And this is very important. You can tell them anything, and you don't have to tell them not to say anything to anyone. Why? Because this group of friends know you and you know them. They will not tell your business. They won't tell your business. Amen. You can tell them, you can tell each other, about your personal goals, your personal details, things that's going on in your life. This is the group that you share, share these things with. They pray for you. This is extremely important. They pray for you. Amen. They also tell you when you're wrong, but they tell you in love. All right. This is the group where empathy and sympathy abides. This is a great group of people to have. So remember, the three is your circle. Finally, you have your rider or your rock. Just like Peter was Jesus's rider and rock, you also have a rider and your rock. This is the one out of the circle that you can go to with the most intimate details of your life. I'm telling you, anything, you can go to them with anything, the most intimate details of your life. And listen, anything they tell you, you are taking it to your grave because they trust you that much. This is the friend you talk to for hours with no problem. How many of y'all have that friend that you can talk to for hours with no problem? I mean, just catching up. They still won't allow you. Now, listen to this. Now, this friend, they still won't allow you to do anything foolish. And they will still tell you when you're wrong in love. However, when you are right, they will fight harder for your cause than you do, and vice versa. This is extremely important. This isn't a one-sided relationship, but it's evenly balanced. In short, this is the friend to have in your life. Everyone needs a rider or that rock. All right. Now, why did I say all of this? I am so glad you asked. Many times throughout our life, we have put the wrong friend on the wrong level, or should I say, the wrong friend in the wrong group. And in doing so, we have put unrealistic expectations on people. Now, let me explain what I mean. Now, this is me speaking from experience. I have put unrealistic expectations on people. I was thinking that they were one type of friend when in actuality they were not. And they were not ready, or they did not have the capacity or the capability to be that particular friend that I thought that they should be. And the bottom line was I had to take accountability for that because I was putting unrealistic expectations on people when they did not ask for it. So speaking from experience, we put unrealistic expectations on people. So, for example, we may have thought someone was a part of, you know, of the circle when in fact they really was a part of the squad. So in actuality, you probably should not have told this person any intimate details or your personal goals or shared anything with this particular person, because they were more a part of your squad. They were there for the turn up and they're there to celebrate you, but they really aren't there for you to share those intimate details with them. So that is definitely something that I personally had to learn. Yeah. Honestly, we have allowed access. We have allowed certain people to have personal access in our lives that we shouldn't have. Yeah. We've allowed it. And we have to be careful of who we allow to have access in our lives. So many times we have done this in our life, and we wondered what happened. We wondered what went wrong. We started questioning ourselves and we started looking at the other person. And the truth of the matter is that some people should not have that personal access in your life. It's really important to seek God on these things. You know, it's best to seek God before these things happen. But definitely that is the time to seek God. And that was something that I had to do. Because like I said, in the year 2019, especially towards the end of 2019, you know, I sought the Lord for clarity, and he began, you know, and I just needed to see what was going on. And he began to show me what was going on. And so it definitely helped me. So this is what I want to say to sum this up tonight. I said earlier that Jesus is our ultimate example on how to live. And I will say this, Jesus loves everyone, but even he only rolled with a few. So that is something that we definitely, as believers, as people, as human beings, something that we can definitely look towards on being our ultimate example, to know that you can love everyone, but that doesn't mean that everyone should be rolling with you, or that you should be rolling with everyone, or that everyone should have access to you. Amen. Praise God. Well, that is my time for this evening. I pray that this has definitely, helped you. I pray that it has blessed you. If this is something that you have been seeking God for clarity about certain friendships and relationships in your life, I pray that this has, helped you in some way. And I do want to reiterate the scripture references, that we talked about tonight, Luke 10 verses 1-2 in the New King James Version. We also reference Matthew chapter 10 verses 2-4 in the Message Bible, Message Translation. We also talked about Peter, my man Peter, in John chapter 18 verse 10, and also in Matthew chapter 16 with emphasis on around verses 13, 16, and 17-18. And again, I'm telling you, it's always good to have a Peter in your group. Well, again, I pray that this has blessed you all tonight. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, and I pray that you all have a blessed weekend. Thank you again. Good night.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.